IVM.
You're listening to the podcast presented by the Daily Pal.
Amit
and Purva,
and we're from the dailypow.com, a Bombay specific food and culture website, and this is our weekly podcast, the Poudcast. Now this episode is an installment of Bombay Binge, in which we talk about food in the city, and we're going to be doing an episode of oldie but goodies. That is, we'll be talking about old restaurants that we keep revisiting. And this time we're going to be talking about restaurants in the Parel and Dadar area. So stay tuned for Bombay Binge.
Bombay Binge.
So in this episode of the podcast, we're going to be talking about old restaurants that we visit in the Dadar and Parel area. Now, listeners of our podcast will know that we've previously done two episodes of Oldie But Goodies. We've done the Fort and Colaba area, and we've done the Gamdevi and Tardev area. And today we're going to be talking about our favorite restaurants in Parel and Dadar. Now, Parel and Dadar have lots of restaurants, lots, yeah. And from the outset,
lunch homes. Yeah.
So from the outset, we'd like to say that this is not an exhaustive list. This is just our favorite picks.
Yeah, and
so,
this is not Lower Parel.
Yeah,
which is for all the new restaurants,
exactly.
And many of the sort of, what some consider the best restaurants in the city right now. But they're all fairly new places,
all
like
fairly
Bombay
new.
Canteen.
So these are old restaurants and in the Lal Bagh area. But you know, if we've missed out a restaurant that you happen to like, just know that this is not an exhaustive list. It's just places that we like going to. So I mean, let's start with Parel. Now, I used to work in Parel ages ago. My first job was in an ad agency over there. So I used to eat out quite a bit, and the one restaurant it's really like a snack shop more than a restaurant that I've been to time and again is Ladu Samrat, which is quite famous. It's on the main Lal Bagh Road. And if you take one of these walks, like Lal Bagh walks that, say, Khaki Tours conducts, you invariably wind up at Ladu Samrat for Kande Pohe or Kotimbir Wadi, which they do really well. In fact, that's the thing that I like getting there the most. And that place is always full. There's always a queue outside. And they make really nice, fresh Maharashtrian snacks. You know, I mean, it's called Ladu Samrat. And though I've never eaten the laddus over there.
But is it also a sweet mart?
Yeah, they do have sweets as well. But it's famous for its Kotimbir Wadi. And that's pretty amazing.
And it's actually, is it a really Ladu Samrat? Is that what?
No, it's Ladu Samrat.
Okay.
Yeah. Then another place that I like going to is Mast Malwani. Now, this whole area has like a dime a dozen Malwani restaurants.
Aren't there many Mast Malwanis or variations of them?
Yeah, I think so. I think there'll be some variation in the title. But like this Mast Malwani is pretty good. Again, it's a hole in the wall. But the food is pretty outstanding. Like they do your standard coastal stuff. Like they do gassi and they do a lot of fish fry and prawn fry. And so pretty much anything that you have over there is bound to be really good. Like, I mean, my standard order over there is the surmai fry and the tawa prawns. I mean, they're both pretty fiery. So I can't eat a lot of it, but
do they have a good soul curry?
Yeah, they have a good soul curry. But I mean, I find the soul curry in Bombay is of a standard variety. You know, it's like that milky soul curry, which is nice. And I wish more places would do the soul curry that you get in Goa, which doesn't have coconut milk. It's this clear soul curry, which is just amazingly flavorful, but you don't get that here. But yeah, I mean, their soul curry is whatever, standard, but it's the fish that's outstanding. And very close to Mast Malwani is a place called Madeira. Now, Madeira, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have heard of Madeira. It's a dive, and it's frequented by the ad agencies in that area. So I used to be at Grey, and Leo Burnett used to be next door. Some of these places have moved, and the MTV office also used to be over there.
And Madeira is the place with the great chana,
which
they serve with, in place of peanuts, they serve black chana, which is fantastic.
Yeah. And it's a place where you go for beer.
Yeah.
And you go for snacks like chana, or they do this very divey thing, is they give you cubes of cheese with toothpicks, you know, that yeah. kind of stuff.
Right.
And they do a standard, you know, dirty Chinese and
I think
Indian
it's the
food.
Janta of Parel.
It is the Janta of Parel. And it's really nice because it's, you know, it gets all this ad crowd. So you can be, you know, you can be a single woman or you can be two women and go there.
Yeah.
And it's not like you need a male company. It's a really chilled out dive. So they have this outdoor seating area and it's really pleasant to just sit there and have a beer and then eavesdrop on industry gossip. So these are the three Parel places, well, really Lal Bagh places that I really like. And then moving on to Dadar. Now, Dadar has a ton of eating places. Like, you know, we've been talking about how we want to do a map of Dadar
yeah,
for really long.
I really, like, this is, it's still my mission, but it's just that it will take some time to cover all the amazing lunch
like
homes
work.
That are there.
Yeah.
yeah. Because there's a good mix of seafood places, a good mix of vegetarian spots.
Yeah, and lots of Maharashtrian snack places.
Yeah.
In fact, like, one of the best snack places shut down. It was Dattatreya, which was down the road from Sena Bhavan. But
yeah.
that sadly
oh,
shut
no,
down.
Oh, no, that was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. But, I mean, near Sena Bhavan, there's some great places. Like Saibini, for example. And Saibini is a Malwani place.
Right.
It's a coastal seafood place. And they do this great crab biryani. You know, in fact, that's like the only thing that you should have over there. Because, I don't know, is crab biryani
very
popular?
It's pretty unusual. In fact, I was just going to say that prawn is the standard, right?
Yeah.
But you won't get crab biryani
and how do you,
in too many
I mean,
places.
How do you make crab biryani? Do they break the crab?
Yeah, so it's shredded crab. Uh-huh. It's shredded crab. And, I mean, crab is a very delicate
yeah.
meat.
So, I mean, so, with flavors of biryani, isn't it kind of overpowered?
You know, it's a biryani, so it's full of masala.
Yeah.
And the crab lends it that seafood flavor. Mm-hmm. And yes, it is overpowered, but it's damn tasty. And that's one thing that people have over there a lot.
Yeah, and it's a good unusual dish to recommend, you know, to people who are always trying to look for
different things
in Bombay, which is hard.
Yeah. And then among the snack places, I mean, there are so many snack places, but I mean, I like Panchikar.
Which we mentioned in our
in the Gandevi one. Like, so there's one in Gandevi, there's also one in Dadar, and I mean it's great, it's outstanding.
Yeah,
the
I
stuff.
Mean I've been to so like I said, I've been trying to get this map started for a while and I started with this place called Chaitanya and I couldn't that was first on my list and it's a small, like a really narrow, maybe 7 or 8 table sort of lunch home type of space, so nothing fancy about it. And they do great, you know, your seafood, mutton thalis, chicken thalis. They have a crab lollipop, which is great. It's like really fleshy, you know, I mean, it's on a stick, but there's a lot of meat in it and it's quite tasty.
Is it like deep fried or something?
It's totally deep fried. There's a batter around it. But it's great. I think it's a breaded batter and not semolina. And they do, their mutton masala is fantastic. They do a great bombil fry. You know, you can have their curries or whatever with their jawar bhakri and stuff. But one of the best things there is they do a jackfruit ice cream. And I think it's served all year round. It's great if you just...
That's quite unusual.
It is unusual. And people who like jackfruit, and I know there are people who do, will really appreciate this. It's a very, very... I don't know if fragrant is the right word because a lot of people find the smell repulsive. But it's a fantastic ice cream and it's not too sweet. And it's really all about the fruit and you can actually taste the pulp in the ice cream.
And then there's also Sindhu Durg, which is really famous.
Yeah.
And I think everyone has been there, so... We don't really have to talk about it a lot. I mean, they do just, you know, great coastal standards. But, you know, since you mentioned mutton thalis, there's Purepur Kolhapur. Now, both of us have been to the one in Ville Parle.
Right.
And I have to agree with you that the Ville Parle one is better.
Yeah. That's the flagship
That's
as
the
well.
Flagship.
Yeah.
But Dadar also has a Purepur.
Yeah.
And their mutton thali is pretty good. And what I like most about the mutton thali is that you get these rasas. You get a tambara rasa and a pandhara rasa. So one is a white
Yeah.
Very thin soup.
Which is a tambra.
Which is the tambara.
Yeah.
And the other one is a red soup.
Yeah.
And the white one has been flavored. It's actually quite a complex recipe. There's a lot that goes into it.
It's beautiful. The tambra rasa is my favorite.
Yeah. So it, and it's white because it's been flavored with coconut milk.
Yeah.
And so you get a bowl of that and you get the red one, which is meatier.
Mm-hmm.
Like the tambara is a chicken stock.
Yeah.
And the other one is a meat stock. And you get various kinds of mutton thalis. You get keema, you get like kolhapuri mutton in various combinations. And it's greasy, yes, but also just really satisfying. And there are not too many places in the city where you can eat kolhapuri food, like the food of the interior.
Yeah.
You know, and which is very spicy.
Yeah.
But also just, you know, fantastically tasty.
And you know, the great thing about most of these places, well, in the Dadar Parel area, is that they're really well-priced thalis. You know, you won't be paying anything above $400, and that too is an upper limit for a lot of these thalis, which is, you know, a great.
But there are also these no-frills restaurants, right? They're fairly basic. They're sort of meant for the people living in the area.
Yeah.
They're not,
but
like,
you know,
fancy.
Amit, their portions are pretty great, and a lot of them will also happily give you seconds of a lot of things, which is not usual.
Yeah, and these are all pretty much no-frills restaurants.
Yeah.
You know? They're not fancy at all.
There's, you know, just to sort of take a little break from the lunch homes and coastal places, around Shivaji Park, there is, you know, there's this little stall. So there's your Tibbs Frankie and other little snack stalls. And what I've been going to for a couple of years is this little cart called Move and Pick. Mm-hmm. Now,
Not Move and Pick.
I think Move and Pick came before Move and Pick actually launched in Bombay. Definitely launched before Move and Pick. But they do great, great Frankies. I'm a big fan of Frankies. I've grown up eating them. And they do the best mutton Frankie in Bombay. And I don't use the word best very casually or very often. It's like this home style mutton rasa with little pieces of mutton that are cooked very well. And there's a lot of green chilies in them. So it is spicy, but it's fantastic. I'd highly recommend it. And you can then improvise that with asking them to add cheese, which is not needed, but it's just like if you want a little bit of extra. And they make the paratha, the Frankie wrap, really crispy, if you ask them. They also do chicken, paneer and all of that, but the mutton is outstanding. And the stall also has like little burgers and, you know, little sandwiches and stuff, but you can just neglect that.
And, you know, speaking of street food stalls, and you talk about Dadar, you can't not mention Ashok Vada Pav, which has been like sort of widely regarded as Bombay's best vada pav, although there's a fair bit of a debate about this. Is in Kirti College Lane, and
and
it's
VT.
Pretty good.
Aram,
I know,
and
you
VT.
Love Arams, but I think that there is a case to be made for their vada pav, and you know, it's nice. They put a bit of that chili powder or whatever it is, but it's not too spicy. I mean, I can have it, and it's really flavorful. And I think that they get the balance of flavors really nice. And what they also do is, you know, the bits of batter that, I don't know, somehow fall off.
It looks like bundi.
Look almost like bundis.
Yeah.
You can actually buy that separately because, you know, it's crispy.
Crunchy,
like goodness and like whatever. Not healthy, but like it just tastes amazing.
Not goodness. Badness. But, you know, not far from Ashok Vada Pav is Tamnak Thai. This Thai restaurant, and it's, you know, one of those places that you always pass by.
Are we
forever
still defending Tamnak Thai? I can't believe it's on our list. But yeah, it's survived.
It's survived.
It's survived,
you know,
really,
and for years
time.
I would just pass by Tamnak Thai, and I had never had any reason to go inside because it's kind of random. Mm. It's a kind of random location.
Right.
You know, a Thai restaurant in the middle of this, I don't know, street that doesn't have too many food places. I
mean, well, now it does. It's got an open house.
Yeah, now it does, but it didn't. Like, that place was, you know,
it's
devoid
got
of
stock exchange now.
Yeah.
It's got,
but, like, for a long time, there was just
the first thing there.
Yeah.
There was just natural ice cream. And
it's also got a China garden or Chinese garden in the same way.
Yeah, but that's very old.
Which I don't know who has ever gone to. Yeah. It's just one of those places that have been around forever.
But Tamnak Thai is actually not bad.
I mean, you know, I've been so many years ago, but I remember that we used to actually actually consider going there. Yeah. Like, it was on our list of places to go when Bombay was, you know, not so saturated.
When we didn't have too many Thai places. And they do, you know, just decent Indian Thai. Like, yeah. It's recognizably Thai, but it's Indianized a bit. And it's pretty good. Like, I've had tasty meals over there. Like, yeah. You know, I would go to Tamnak Thai.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of that, I mean, there are certain places that you went all those years ago, and there's a familiarity with them which you might return to, not so much because of the food, but because of what they represent. And a couple of those places, there's Gypsy Chinese in Shivaji right. Park. There's also Oven Fresh, which is really, I think, like a cross between the kind of like the New Yorker and cream center in that area, because they do the whole nachos and, you know,
also,
that
you know,
kind
Oven
of stuff.
Fresh has a fantastic bakery section.
They do. I
which
don't know
I still
how
really
fantastic
like.
It
no,
is,
I'm telling you because I have relatives there who make it a point to bring it. Not like it's far from Bandra where I live, but they actually bring me, you know, some of their like
their
patties, their yeah. rolls. They're actually quite
yeah, they're
tasty. Great
I mean,
chips.
They're
you know,
a bit
so.
Doughy, but like they're tasty.
I like it.
And yeah, I mean, it's just like because you've been going there for years. You know, if you have meet a friend in the area, that's where you might end up going.
I mean, it's a Shivaji Park favorite.
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah,
like an
it's
institution.
One of those places. And then, yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of those, like, I think it's like kind of like their candies or something, because like, where do young people go out and hang out over there, right?
Yeah. I think finally, you know, the last one on the list is Pritam Dhaba over yeah. in Dadar East. And this is a place that everyone who has to catch a bus to Pune
yeah,
has probably
I've
been
to.
It's,
to, yeah.
You know, it's a
right
stop.
Next to the other TT.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's famous for its butter chicken, and rightfully so. The butter chicken is pretty good.
Yeah. And tandoori chicken also.
And tandoori chicken and, you know, all their North Indian stuff, yeah. like their kali dal, etc. And outside they have a shawarma section.
Place, which again, you have barely got shawarma in Bombay. I remember having many sort of, you know, picking up their rolls for like just about on the way to Pune,
yeah.
you know, as a snack.
Yeah, so really, really tasty food. And it's one of those old school Bombay places, you know, like
yeah.
the decor. You
and
know, when you
like,
were kids and you used to go to a restaurant with your family, it would be kind of
yeah.
to a place like that.
And they're out there. They have this alfresco section, which is yeah. made like a garden. And I know that there is a guy, a palm reader there. So anytime my family wants to go, you know, I just make a stop at this guy's desk. And yeah, it's entertaining for sure.
Butter chicken and palm reading.
yeah.
yeah, and shawarma on the
Pritam
side.
Pritam has it all.
Yeah, yeah. Which again, I mean, I haven't eaten there in many years, but like I, considering that we don't really get great shawarma here, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. So that's it for this episode of Oldie But Goodies, and we'll be back next week. For more on what's happening in this city, read thedailypow.com. Also subscribe to our newsletter on the website. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We're The Daily Pow. You can find new episodes of the podcast every Monday on the IVM podcast app or any other podcasting app that you prefer, and on thedailypow.com.